Was there a home run that he hit that stood out in your mind from this year?
You know, he's hit a bunch of them. It's hard to really pinpoint one. I would say there was one on the road in Lexington a couple weeks ago that stands out to me, not necessarily because of the distance, but because of the timing of the home run. We trailed the entire game, and, you know, Chad came up. I think this was in Greensboro, our last road trip. And we were down. We had lost three or four in a row and hadn't led at one point during that stretch. And Chad comes up in the top of the eighth inning, two outs, two runners aboard. We're down two. And he absolutely demolishes one. And he hit it to left center field, which I always like to see. You know, these left-handed hitters sometimes do have a tendency, especially power hitters, to hit him out to right. And Chad can hit him a very long way to right field. But he went to left center. He cleared the wall in Greensboro, gave us a one-run lead, which we hung on to, won the ball game. And, you know, we ended up taking three out of four in that series. It was a big turning point for us here in the second half. Chad also had back-to-back games this year in Greenville, which is somewhat like a mini Fenway Park, and he hit multiple home runs in back-to-back games on the road, and everyone in the Greenville press box is looking at me saying, where in the world did this guy come from? I said, well, you know, it's what he can do. You don't want him to do it, pitch around him, and he has a good enough eye where he can work into some hitter-friendly counts, and you definitely do not want to groove him a fastball when he's expecting it, because he'll hit it a very long way.
Was there a home run that he hit that stood out in your mind from this year?
You know, he's hit a bunch of them. It's hard to really pinpoint one. I would say there was one on the road in Lexington a couple weeks ago that stands out to me, not necessarily because of the distance, but because of the timing of the home run. We trailed the entire game. And, you know, Chad came up. I think this was in Greensboro, our last road trip. And we were down. We had lost three or four in a row and hadn't led at one point during that stretch. And Chad comes up in the top of the eighth inning, two outs, two runners aboard. We're down two. And he absolutely demolishes one. And he hit it to left center field, which I always like to see. You know, these left-handed hitters sometimes do have a tendency, especially power hitters, to hit him out to right, and Chad can hit him a very long way to right field. But he went to left center. He cleared the wall in Greensboro, gave us a one-run lead, which we hung on to, won the ball game, and, you know, we ended up taking three out of four in that series. It was a big turning point for us here in the second half. Chad also had back-to-back games this year in Greenville, which is somewhat like a mini Fenway Park, and he hit multiple home runs in back-to-back games on the road, and everyone in the Greenville press box is looking at me saying, where in the world did this guy come from? I said, well, you know, it's what he can do. You don't want him to do it, pitch around him. And he has a good enough eye where he can work into some hitter-friendly counts, and you definitely do not want to groove him a fastball when he's expecting it, because he'll hit it a very long way.